Hi everyone, and welcome in InnoCast, the mini podcast to discover, decode, and inspire. I'm delighted today to welcome Alain Clos, who is the president of France FinTech, also senior advisor at EY and business angel. Alain, I've been a banker for 30 years, and after a change of heart, he decided to jump the pond and be the president. Benevolent president of France FinTech to dedicate his time to young entrepreneurs that are today super big entrepreneurs, actually. And that's what we are here to talk about today. You know, the new release of the Next 40 in France, which is published directly by the digital minister, promoting the Next 40 unicorns, you know, the next ones that will be big companies. You know, create large employment in France and, of course, also abroad, as most of them, we're going to talk about that, are today international. Alain, thanks to be with me. Do you want to say a few words about France FinTech?
Yes, France FinTech is a non-profit organization set up in 2015 by the entrepreneurs of the French FinTech ecosystem and fully managed and dedicated to them. We are covering the whole range of alternative financing from banking to insurtech, wealth management, and red tech. And I'd like also to mention that we're being supported by a wide range of partners, sponsors, such as tech companies, public actors, VCs, academics, insurers, and banks, such as Soggen, which happens to be one of our historical partners, and that I thank very much. And obviously, thank you to you, specifically Claire, who's been so instrumental in that.
Thanks, Alain. And we are very, very proud to support, obviously, all the fintech in France. You know, it's very, very important for us to have a strong fintech sector and to have a lot of new innovation in the market for all our customers. You know, you've been talking about France FinTech a little bit. What are you after? You know, what are your main goals when you created this association?
From the start, we set ourselves three main goals. Number one, to promote the French fintech sector both in France and internationally throughout interviews, conferences, publications, etc. Number two, to be the representative in front of the different stakeholders of the ecosystem, and namely regulators, government, MPs, European Union, banks, insurance, etc. And number three, to stimulate the business by any means, mainly by bringing people together, banks, fintechs between themselves, etc.
Can I ask, how came the idea? We talked about your past as a banker, you know, like what was your personal motivation?
You know, I spent several decades in the banking sector, and in my heart, I'm still a banker. Maybe my friends on the fintech ecosystem will be a bit surprised by this love declaration. But I wanted to do things differently, to be useful, to be closer to entrepreneurs. And to me, it's a natural extent of my previous years. I spent a lot of years at Soggen working on alternative finance, mainly on Boursorama, Portals, etc. And to me, it's totally natural.
And so maybe now we're going to talk about the big fintech, but it can become handy to really go with them through this journey, through their growth, as they more and more are looking to also financial services to support their economy, support their growth. Going back to France FinTech, you know, there is some big announcements this year. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about them?
Yes, we are being very busy on many fronts, lobbying, events, content, etc. But I'm pleased to announce that we'll be organizing the first FinTech Week along with the regulator, Banque de France, ACPR, and IMF on the regulatory side. And also the SWEV, that happens to be the largest FinTech incubator in France and almost in Europe. And we'll be covering from the 11th of October to the 15th many topics, events, themes together. And obviously, all this is open to other partners. And we'll try to gather the whole ecosystem, talking about development, Europe, which is obviously one of our major themes. Incidentally, may I mention that we co-founded along with our equivalents in Europe, the European Association of FinTech, called EDFIA. And clearly, we want to be both French and European and international. And also to mention that during that week, we'll be organizing our own event, which is the peak of the season called FinTech Revolution, what probably many of you know already, that will be held on the 14th of October, 21.
So it will be the embody of the French spirit doing their revolution
Yes, and we'll be all together, which
this
is these days a privilege, as you know.
time. But if I understand well as well, this French FinTech Week is open for all continents, for all countries. So a lot of the session will be in English.
Yes, it's going to be bilingual. The rule at Revolution is that everybody speaks in his own language, and it will be translated. So clearly, it's open. We are citizens of the world. The majority of my members are operating in several countries, two to three to four or five, mainly in Europe, but also in the US, in Africa, in Asia. So clearly, everybody is welcome, and I will be very pleased to get in touch with you guys.
That's a perfect transition to go to the French fintech ecosystem. Why people should come to France now? Can you describe us a little bit about, can we have some numbers? What is the size of the French ecosystem? You've been supporting
Yeah,
that for a couple of years.
I don't know that anybody knows that we were somewhat early movers. We started alternative finance in the mid-90s, which is to say, without being provocative, much earlier than the US and even the UK, which is the reference in terms of fintech in Europe. Then we waste a little bit of time and energy because some resources were lacking, namely venture capital, a regulator more innovation friendly, and also, let's be very clear, the domination of a one-stop shopping universal banking model, well represented today. Things have evolved a lot, and today we are very pleased to have an ecosystem composed of around 700 fintechs covering the whole range of products and services. We are having three unicorns. Dataiku, Evalua, and Kyriba, but to be very clear and very frank, they are turning more American these days than French, raising their money. They're still very proud to be from this country, but they are operating mainly in the US. We're still missing the very big guys, the N26s and Revoluts, around 5 billion value something, but we've got a bunch of natural candidates to turn into a unicorn in the forthcoming years. And if I had to mention some names, I would say United Credit, Conto, Lydia, Alan, October, Luko, Ledger, Alma, Spendesk, which shows that we've got a wide range of activities covered and future international leaders there.
So a huge talent pipeline, super companies. Can you give us some numbers about the raise that happened just in France in fintech last year, and also employment created through this should we say startup now, or large technology companies, or just SMEs?
We've got early stage startups and scale-ups all over the place. In 20, we raised 880 million euro, which is to say we're almost doubling up the amount every year. So we're still far behind the UK, which is the leader, as everybody knows. But we are catching up and developing quicker than the average of Europe. In 20, we raised 18% more than previous year, while in Europe, the equivalent figure was minus 7%. So let's say that we've enjoyed a reasonably good year in such environment. Our average ticket is in the region of 13 million euro, which is an increase as well. Free transactions over 100 million each. And the first weeks of 21 are very much encouraging since we already raised 200 million euro. And to be noticed that we see more and more world-class investors injecting equity into our fintechs. And I would like to mention American ones, Chinese, Singapore, UK, which are being the main ones. And in terms of sectors, not being too long, main things being InsurTech, which is clearly the leader these days, open finance and payments, and SMEs being one of the top three leading things in terms of investment.
And so, well, what an impressive numbers and range of numbers you are giving us. We often say, you know, we've seen the recent IPO of Affirm in the US. We've seen, you know, the IPO of Ant Financial also that, you know, have been stopped and restarted. You know, there are 30 billion IPOs, so they are very, very large. You know, are you leading to the fact that Europe could be one of the next hot space, you know, for early stage and growth area? Is it your trend, or are we going to see super big happening in Europe as well?
You know, we're doing things step by step. Size is very important, and critical mass is a significant parameter in this industry. And obviously, fundraising being a resource, we need to do it. I can see two, three, four natural candidates for an IPO within, I would say, 2 years, two, 3 years. But I have to say that these days, venture capital is there with the support of global investors, plus the fact that the French market jumped almost from the last position in terms of venture capital in Europe to the top two these days. So there is a lot of equity there, providing the story, the scenario is good. But clearly, we will see some big exits, M&A deals, IPOs within, I would say, 2 years, two, 3 years. I'm very confident in that.
Wow.
And to Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I mean, we're not the best of the world, and somewhat we wasted a little bit of time and energy, as I said. But there are some pluses in this country that are absolutely clear in the mind of the global investors I was referring to. The first one is a huge reservoir of competence. The French are not good everywhere, but in terms of cognitive science, maths, finance, academics, we are reasonably credited of being legitimate. And also there is a lot of progress in terms of ecosystem working together, linking with the academics, research labs, incubation, acceleration. And I have to say, I've been complaining for decades and decades, but we are very pleased by the with the support of the French government and the public sector, which is clearly playing the game according to the international rules.
Well, at least.
And sorry, I want to sell all my story to mention that throughout this regulatory passporting thing, and I'm devastated as a citizen with this Brexit thing, but that chairman of France FinTech, I'm over the moon. So obviously, France is a very good platform to attack the European market from a well-structured infrastructure and financial center.
So, as you mentioned, it's a global player in Europe, and I know we are talking quite often with Innovate Finance and Charlotte there. So, but we got your point. Let's go to the heart of it, because we promised today we'll be commenting the next 40. Just before we do that, do you want to explain us why creating an index was helpful for fintechs and the different startups that are represented in the next 40?
To start with, thank you to you, Claire, because I know you've been working very hard not only to create these new schemes, but also to promote fintechs in it. So, private message, thank you very much for all the energy you dedicated to that. It's very useful. You know, there's nothing magical with indexes. Indexes are being, to a large extent, a message, a signal. They are being subjective things. But it helps identifying the future champion. It helps conveying a message to the whole marketplace, including internationally. So it's useful from this point of view. But let's be clear, there are some startups that could be in it and are not yet. Some others that will leave in the near future, and there is no tragedy with that. Just to say that it's important, but this is not obviously the end of the story. So France has created two indexes. The next 40, which is the cream of the cream, and the French Tech 120, which is a bit wider range of startups and promising firms. Fintechs enjoys a very good position there, since we are being globally the second most represented sector in the whole horizon of these indexes, and the first one within the next 40. We account for 20.5% of the next 40, to mention one figure. And we are enjoying the second position next to the health tech sector, which is very booming in this country, as far as the French Tech 120 is concerned. So we are extremely happy with that because it's at the same time an acknowledgement and a signal to the French market and also internationally.
And Alan, can you go for us a little bit in the detail of the winner of the ones that are mentioned in Next40? Can you explain us, you know, for international listener, a little bit who is Conto, who is United, what they are doing?
Yes, with pleasure. So, as far as the Next40 is concerned, the themes are being the SME sector I was mentioning a few minutes ago with Conto. It happens to be a platform, a neobank dedicated to entrepreneurs, independent entrepreneurs and SMEs, which is jumping to the roof and developing very quickly with Alexandre Pro. There is a nice clin d'œil to be done there because, as maybe some of you know, his father was the chairman and CEO of a very large bank in France. It shows that things are moving very quickly in cultural terms. Also, Lydia is joining the pack. Lydia is an amazing peer-to-peer payment app, very soon a super app. Just to mention one figure, 30% of youngsters between 18 and 30 are being user of Lydia in France. When you're paying something and you're under 35, you say, I'm doing a Lydia, not even a transaction. And they are joining the Evaluas, the Allianz, October, Spefit, Win, United Credit and Shift Technology that have been already identified as a future leader and very well positioned internationally. As far as the French Tech 120 is concerned, the themes being InsurTech, with Luco and Covers, installment payment with Alma, and innovative brokerage with Meilleurto, that happens to be the leader in this sector in France. And they are joining Lemonway, Ledger, which already almost a worldwide player, I mean, providing security to a crypto user in, if my memory is correct, 80 countries. It's already to an extent, a global player in a very competitive market. Ornicar, Papernest, Swile, and Spendesk, dedicated to a sector that is booming as well, the tools provided to FDs, HR, functional departments. And these guys are working on what I call invoice economy, invoice and billing economy, which is a booming market.
Yeah, there is a bit of their counterpart in the UK and in the world as well. So definitely. And so we've just talked about, you know, the next 40, so the ones that are in. What's the next one? Where are the trends, Alain? So if I wanted to start a fintech today in France, where should I go?
Yeah, if I had to identify the main trends, I would mention the following themes and items. First one, technology is clearly taking the lead. Until recently, there was technology in all our apps, but the leading element wasn't that. It was user experience. It was new way to access to financial services rather than proper technology. Clearly, machine learning is taking the lead everywhere in terms of advisory, risk analysis, chats, operational risk, etc. Second trend is most of our models are turning what I call horizontal, turning into platforms, starting from one given financial service and extending the scope to almost becoming day after day alternative bank, with all respect due to a large bank, alternative insurer, so platforming themselves. Third trend being turning international. Clearly, over 50% of members are operating in several countries, and they are clearly targeting Europe, the US, China, Asia, and Africa. Africa is absolutely key market, extremely performant, for example, in terms of money apps. And there is a special link between France and Africa, as everybody knows, for the best or worst, according to what you think. But we've got many, many joint team and businesses. Then I would mention impact models, green finance, inclusion, education, which is one of the main themes of investment. In terms of sector, I would mention insurtech, open finance, wealth management, and I was calling financial director tools. And finally, in terms of client segment, we started from mass market retail, and now we are targeting SMEs, large corporations, high net worth individuals, and teenagers. Teenagers is clearly a booming market here, just like everywhere else.
I will confirm because we just launched in France our bank for the youth people, and I had really good news on the take up and the offering about it. I think you know, we also you were talking about machine learning. Obviously, I received Julien Molaise, our AI transformation lead in Société Générale, and he was explaining how is it at the heart of the strategy and one domain I supervise directly. And so I have a lot of time also for impact, which is a big theme that's coming
I
also.
know it, I know it's close to your heart.
Yeah, and it's a challenge, but I think it's the next wave. You know, like as much as I say, innovation and digital are never a destination. They are always for clients. I think technology is a good, is a definitely a lever. We're coming to the end, Alain. I would like to thank you so much to have given
Thank
us
you. It's a
30
pleasure
minutes.
as usual.
Thank you, Alain. Bye
Thank you.
all. Thank you very
Bye
much.
all.
Bye bye.